Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody! Hey. My name is Doug and I love movies. All right, so we got some things to talk about, you guys. First of all, that sucked. You're terrible at that, week after week. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I see at least a dozen, 14, 15 empty seats. So I hate to start the show off on a bummer, but you guys have got till the end of October. Not you guys that are here. You guys that are here, I love you. But the people that are not here, this is free every week. And I'm going to get emotional. When I go out on the road, there's like theaters that have like 400 seats are full of people that are excited to be there, that paid money and all brought name tags. Let me see your name tags. Yeah, fucking 5 of you brought name tags. So fuck you, Los Angeles. I will walk off this motherfucking stage right now if it wasn't for those 5 people that did bring name tags. Like, why? Jordan, you're excused. But why come and not bring name tags? And now that all the lights are up, I see even more empty seats. So it's over. Like, you guys have 3 more weeks, and if it's not full every week for the last 3 weeks of October, starting in November, the only way you can see Doug Loves Movies in Los Angeles is if you pay to see it at Nerdist or Largo or wherever I decide to do it. And yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm sorry. I feel bad for Jordan. But and I feel bad for most of you, but that's what's going to happen because it's like it's aggravating, you know. And also, I get it. You have to stand in line. It's only 45 minutes long. Comedy Bang Bang doesn't exist anymore. But you know, put your hands together is a good show every week. And so fuck it. I'm not coming back here for free every week anymore. Oh my God, there's even more. This is the smallest attended show in like 6 or 7 years. And 2 weeks ago was the best fucking show we've ever done practically. So I don't know what's up. The weather's pretty nice. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, October 1st. Two Oceans 13. AKA Brie Larson's birthday. Happy birthday announcement after that tirade. Brie Larson, who doesn't even listen to this, because she's busy working with foster kids. That's the movie. I confused the movie she's in with what she really does. Tomorrow, October 2nd, it's happening. My first web series, Getting Doug with High. 4:15 PST, that's 7:15 East Coasters, at youtube.com/Doug Benson. Yeah, come on, let's get Doug. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, and the number two movie is Prisoners 1. It'd be weird if they made a sequel to that. I haven't seen either. I'm still waiting for a sequel to Ransom. I haven't seen either, but I'm wary of any movie that has the words Meatballs 2 in the title. So watch that movie about abducted children that looks like a complete bummer. Not Meatballs 2. This has been Watch This, Not That. We have a winner in the intentional mistake contest from the Benson Interruption podcast number 23 at @parallax_error, which I think is a Twitter account he started just to answer this question, figured out that in episodes 22 and 23 of the Benson Interruption podcast, I said the same joke as the example joke at the top of the show. And yeah, that was a tough one to spot. I knew it would take a while, but Rob, he figured it out, and I'm sending in the mail to him 3 of my my comedy albums. Now it's time for Not for Metaphobes. I'm told that one of the race car drivers in Rush throws up before every race or after every race. I haven't seen it, so I forget what it is, but it sounds like he throws up a lot. So don't see Rush, emetophobes. Don't rush out to Rush, you emetophobes. Prize bag. It's the it's a bag that I acquired from the nice folks at Fantastic Fest. Gave everyone who attended Fantastic Fest a nice bag that you could, you know, hold all your crap in. Like, it's like kind of like all the men, you know, had a purse for the 9 or 10 days of the festival, which is nice. I went to the premiere of Eastbound and Down, the HBO program, and I'm going to try to get people from the show on this show, but in the meantime, one of the things that they gave everybody if you went to that was a baseball that's like, oh, baseball Jordan. It's it's one of those stress balls. Oh, I needed that. Oh, settle down. Also, I was so angry, but I'm also very high, so that's it was interesting that I could get that angry while also being high. But it says on it, I retired my glove, not my balls. And it's a picture of Kenny Powers. And then I played in a poker tournament, the Hollywood Poker Tournament, hollywoodpoker.com, and so I'm giving away the hat that they gave, because I did terribly in it, so I don't want to have to look at myself ever in a mirror wearing that hat. We've got something from somebody, and another thing from some other people, and what's this? Oh, okay, it's another one from him. Jesus. And my CD, of course, Gateway Doug. They also gave away a bunch of ladies' underwear at the Kenny Powers thing. And yeah. Oh, and a Eastbound and Down lighter as well. So that's all in the bag. And I think there's still something else that's going to be put in the bag as well. Please give a big warm welcome to my guests, Randy Kagan, Jimmy Pardo, and Kumail Nanjiani.
I did clean the seat off for Jimmy Pardo with my tongue.
My pleasure.
My long-awaited return to the UCB.
Did you guys hear me yelling at them?
Yeah. Why were you yelling at them?
Look, there's empty seats.
Yeah, what the fuck happened?
What was the excuse for that?
Why are you mad at them?
But it's hard.
I'm not mad at them. That's the thing. But there's people listening to this that could be here that were like, we don't know who the guests are going
to be. But how productive is it to yell at an empty seat?
It's not, but, you know.
I don't know your business, but... if they're already gone, they can't be double gone.
That's first-time guest Randy Kagan, everybody.
Thank you.
Finally a guest on the show. Longtime friend of mine. Jimmy Pardo is also here, everybody.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Pardo, at his most casual.
I'm wearing what they call a hoodie.
Yeah.
And a blue jean. I still have a dress sock on, though.
I've got a jacket on. It's like we did a body switch movie.
You look like you're trying to be in disguise for someone who belongs at the UCB.
I try to fit in with these young people.
And that's Kumail Nanjiani, everybody.
Kumail Nanjiani.
My favorite reason to watch Rizzoli and Isles.
Okay, couple things. Couple notes, Doug. Appreciate the sentiment. It's called Bangers and Mash.
You brought your CD-DVD combo called Beta Mail. That's in the prize bag. Jimmy Pardo's latest is out on the CD format.
This came out just last week. It was number one on iTunes for 4 days. Now it's plummeting. It's like number 40. I don't know what the fuck happened.
What did Gaffigan get it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Gaffigan's always in there.
I don't know what Gaffigan
did
last
week. People never tire of food jokes.
He went from 50 to 1 and 5 at the same time with the same album.
He's
I don't know if that's possible.
Hottest pockets now.
Right? They're hitting
They've
him up.
Gotten hotter than ever. Those pockets.
Taro's got her bullshit on there.
There's lava pockets.
Wait, what did you say? What did you just say? Who's bullshit?
It's not necessary.
Take Notaro's bullshit.
Take Notaro. Oh. She's got that
I thought
thing.
You were still talking about Jim Gaffigan's album. Like, there's Tig Notaro bullshit on that album.
No.
I'm mad at everybody else that's
Yeah, because she hasn't been through enough already, Jimmy.
Yeah, she...
Take her down a peg.
She's moving product.
She's moving product.
we all have our hook.
I love that.
She deserves permanent top five status. And if she were here, I'd be embarrassed about the empty seats.
There wouldn't be.
But you never say who's going to be on the show, right? You never.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
So
yes.
They would have known.
So you guys can't take the empty seats personally.
I don't. Actually, my imaginary friend and I are going home and have an imaginary foursome.
Wait, foursome?
Well, so 5, 6, 7-some.
I'm not in.
Yeah, -1. I'm not good at math, but these dorks look like they are. I mean, your fans.
Don't attack the ones that are here.
I know. You can see why I don't have a show.
Don't attack these dorks, Randy.
I heard inside.
I just don't hear the word dork enough.
Only a dork, a turbo dork.
I've heard it enough tonight.
Yeah. Dork moving product.
Please, I'm pretty
great phraseology.
Outnumbered.
Jimmy, what is this album called?
It's called Sprezzatura, Doug.
I was afraid of that. I mean, I was afraid I'd say it wrong. Can you explain the title without giving away too much?
Tell us how it ends.
Awkwardly with a standing ovation.
Nice. Damn it!
It's too bad you can't hear those.
Nah, you can hear the feet. You hear the people stomp.
Yeah. The cast of Stomp was there.
They
brought garbage cans.
You hear a lot of trash can lids. Yeah, the whole shot. Sprezzatura is the Italian word for
pretentious.
Rehearsed. What's yours called?
Pretentious.
Beta Jagoff.
Kumail, you are not sitting next to Mark Maron. Just
I'm sorry.
Down.
I'm practicing. I'm going to use the same
put-downs. You don't need to.
Mark's
good.
Very sensitive.
We're friends.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's right. Do your jabs, Kumail.
No. All right. I'm sorry.
There'll be one empty. I have one more empty
seat.
If this keeps up.
I think it's the Indian word for asshole.
Yep. Interrupter.
Indian.
Anyway. It's rehearsed to look improvised. Well, is basically what
rehearsed
it is.
Spontaneity is what.
So I was okay. Right.
He's just telling the people what they're going
to
get.
Is that important to get the laugh?
Yeah, it's all I have.
Got to be hurtful.
What are you talking about, Jimmy?
No reason to hurt.
I told you I saw Jimmy first time.
Don't touch my DVD, please.
But
right.
Just don't miss Kumail on Laverne and Shirley on TBS.
Turner and Hooch.
And
hello.
Randy, I see what you said. When you said you brought three of them, I thought you meant three different ones. But you brought three
no,
copies
I brought the trilogy,
of the same.
The redundant trilogy.
Randy Kagan, nobody, Randy by Nature.
Nobody gets lost by the first to the second or the third because they're all synonymous, which is similar to the same.
Who's this guy on the cover?
That's my uncle.
That's in the top five funniest things you've ever said.
Why do you hurt me?
You look like Bruce Fine in that
it
picture.
It doesn't...
which is not... Even Bruce isn't happy with that.
But how old is this, is all it was my
it's like
joke.
Three Mississippis.
Okay.
Who's Bruce Fine?
Bruce Fine is...
Oh,
you
Bruce
can wear
Fine.
Him as a brooch. He's little but powerful.
He's a tiny funny comic man. Out of the valley?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. His opening line was, how did Bud Bundy get up here on stage?
Yeah, he's self-deprecating.
And, like, and the audience doesn't yell out, you walked up there.
He looks a little, he looks a little like Bud Bundy.
Yeah, he looks like Bud Bundy.
It's also, that's why I get upset about the empty seats. It's a numbers game. The people that weren't here would have thought that was hilarious.
It was really funny.
And you guys just weren't that into it. Like, when people are sitting on the floor, they laugh more. Because they're sitting on a fucking floor. They gotta act like they're into it.
Why do you think it's like this?
I think it's gorgeous weather.
I mean, it's literally only like 10 more people and it'd be packed.
I've been on and off. I've been on and off for a few weeks. So it's like people might get confused about the schedule.
Can't you get fillers? You know, like those mentally challenged buses that come by and... And they fill
that section. No, we just want people that want to be here. And I agree that it's a lot to go through for a 45-minute
show. I love the idea that you could just call a number and get a mentally challenged.
That's how I got here. It was a lot easier.
Yeah.
I say, I'm going in Doug's. And the whole thing, you know, like the guy from Breaking Bad. Why didn't they kill him?
He's not. First of all, he doesn't have dad.
By the way, they just double.
I know
people
are
shushing.
It's even more annoying.
You really are
Jerry's
still
kids.
Waiting to see Breaking Bad? Like that's what these empty seats are fucking doing? Is they're getting business done, son? They're not shushing people in public for talking about the greatest finale that happened 2 days ago.
Which I didn't even mention.
Let's get it together. Put some headphones on if you're, you know, don't go out in public until you've seen it.
Yeah, they're generally agoraphobic anyways. Blonde listeners.
I thought you meant dorks.
I don't know. Yeah, what are you going
they
for?
Hate you.
Yeah, why do you want them to turn on you?
They already have.
I don't. I like these guys. I just hurt inside.
That relationship's one-sided.
Not their fault.
They deserved a bigger life, too. You're not wrong. These people suck.
I don't know. I think they're great.
Nah, don't suck up to
them. Because you're an ass kiss.
You guys are awesome. I love you, 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 I love you.
You pointed to guys.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I love them.
Friction,
I'm not afraid
friction.
Of that. I love you, I love you. How are we doing on time? I love you. Love you. There's an empty seat there.
I need a tweet follower. I need a tweet follower.
Don't remind I can see it on iTunes now. At FartFuckMcGee. The latest Doug Loves Movies didn't have any movie talk. So I'm only giving it 3 stars.
3 brown stars.
Not on this show.
Not as good as Bangers and Mash. That was a great porno. Mash especially. It's the show Mash.
Graham of, I mean, Graham. Jimmy.
I don't know how to distance myself.
Jimmy, what do you say when you hear...
Doug gets me high and wonders why I act stone.
I want to drag you into it, Jimmy.
No. Come on, man.
What do you think when you hear about when you hear the word MASH or the TV show MASH?
The TV show MASH?
Yeah.
I think of the Korean War and the great people we lost.
Well, what a gaggle of ass kisses.
Is that what I really respect our military and certainly in that war. That war really changed our country.
But you're probably one of the few people that knows what MASH is really about.
Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Yeah.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I love that show too.
I thought masturbation always surely. Hey.
Wait, what was the third word?
I don't remember.
Surely.
Masturbation all
I don't remember.
Surely.
Hey.
Hey, okay. You know what? It checks out.
I thought it was masturbation all
it.
With Shirley Hemphill.
I think it's a good call to have a really depressing TV show and then just say suicide is painless in the theme song. That's good. That's a good suggestion.
They didn't say
when you
it.
Hear that Colonel Blake died and you're crying your eyes out.
Hey,
and
sheesh.
They sing suicide.
Boy, these guys haven't seen it yet.
It has been.
Haven't gotten around to it yet.
They were over at a Margaret Cho show boycotting. They thought the war was still...
Ellen's gay? What?
Here's how Randy wins over some people. Randy, what? For as long as I've known him, has been anti-SeaWorld.
I have.
And I fucking saw Blackfish.
I know.
And
Dan,
am on board with that.
No, Kirby's a buddy of mine. I, of course, know obscure tree bangers. And this guy, David Kirby, is... I don't actually... I fuck trees because I won't tease a tree. If you're going to hug it, you got to... You know what I mean? I don't. A lot of these non-committal liberal types.
Yeah, because you're right. All hugs should lead to intercourse.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Why do I waste so many words?
I keep teasing Grandma with all those hugs.
Yeah. She's giving her blue balls.
No, it's blue cones. The cones. It's coniferous. If you hug it too long,
but
the cones will glow
blue. Say out loud, Randy. Yes. SeaWorld is bad. And we should stop.
Well, yeah, not to mention Shamu. It's cruel that he's got to kiss spoiled brats all day. You know, he's tonguing them.
They don't do that anymore. Did you see Blackfish?
No, No. It's black and white fish, so first of all, which is delicious on Sunday when you go and there's the white fish. And then you got the, you got me high on some shit.
You're
wondering why I'm at Ask Stone.
I ask everybody before the show except for Jimmy.
Right.
I said, "Do you get high before a show?" And Kumail said, it's not the time.
Not the time.
But you're down with getting high.
I didn't even say that. Because everyone can hear this.
Embellishing. Then he said, please grease me
no,
and shave me.
No, I had to go pray. And I had to read the Quran, so I wasn't under.
You think the title characters on your show, especially one of them, doesn't smoke pot all the time?
Which one does?
The one that's not the other one.
Oh, the one.
The one that's not from Saved by the Bell.
Little one?
The little one.
The little one's a...
he's a total pot smoker.
Spoiler alert.
No, he's not.
Yeah, yeah. Used to be.
He is a total, like, nothing now.
Are we talking about Royal Pains?
Yes.
I wish people watch that show.
No, Franklin and Bash is the name of the show.
What is it
fantastic.
Called? Kumar and Kumar? I'm not familiar with
it. Okay. I think you just lost all your SeaWorld points.
I know. I have SeaWorld points.
I'm trying to give you some SeaWorld points.
Who'd you kiss at SeaWorld? Was he black or white? Yeah.
Now, Randy, you have a chance.
You're like a low-energy Robin Williams.
Low career.
You're like half a Robin Williams.
Isn't the energy the part that makes him likable?
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I'll live with that.
You've heard the show, Randy.
What?
This show, Douglas Movies.
I love this show.
Because we're going to find out if you can win everybody over through your Leonard Maltin game play.
Are we not talking about movies we've seen? I want to hear about some of the ones you've seen, Doug.
What have you seen?
The Stephen Chow movie.
There's a clock right there, Kumail. And,
yeah,
tighten it up according to my schedule.
I saw Meatballs, too.
You mean also?
Well, yeah, you did like it.
I did.
Yeah,
No, I did not say it. My son loved it, and therefore I liked it.
You said it had fun puns. Wasn't there a... You named it one?
Yeah, there was one fun. There's a leak in the boat. They did that one a couple of times.
That's a solid pun.
Yeah, it was really nice. There was an actual leak in the boat.
So in the boat?
He peed.
No, there was
no,
a leak.
No, it
was
like a leak, like a vegetable.
In the boat. That's good, too. I thought it was a urination reference.
There was a
you know,
person,
that's good, too, yeah.
There was
no,
a
like
person
yours.
In a coma in the boat, and they called it a leak.
Yeah. That's a fun pun.
Worst panel ever.
You're in the middle of it.
And I'm part of it.
Part of the panel.
Well, I'm including myself.
Jimmy, that's going to get quoted.
This is definitely in the outliers.
These guys thought it was a learning annex on masturbation. And by them, I thought it was.
Those guys all have girlfriends, I bet.
Yeah.
They're in imaginary seats.
I masturbate, I'm married.
And there
yeah,
she
everyone
is.
Masturbates.
What does girlfriend have to do with it?
Okay.
I'll get it.
Is there any way to start over?
Apologies
you mean from birth?
To put your hands together.
From birth?
That seems like too
you
far
know, how
back.
How far back?
No, we got to wrap this up because the gentleman that comes all the time and is another great audience member in the second row, he clearly he's got to go play cards. He's got his visor on, so he's got a card game to get to.
He looks like he's in the
so
World
we don't
Series
wanna,
poker.
He doesn't want to drag this out
on.
All night.
An indoor visor.
So this is the part where I say, let the games begin. And we're just going to play the one game.
Let's do it.
And to do that, we need you guys, gentlemen, select your name tags. And we're back. Hey, you guys have your name tags.
Yeah.
We've got Kumail is playing for Half Jaked.
I like
which
that
is
it's the actual
half-assed name tag.
Yeah.
But just, a name tag nonetheless. So
it's
I'm
just
happy.
Written on a piece of paper.
Yeah. That's my feeling. It's just like, do that, you guys. Just have a name tag, you know? What the hell?
It's a total half-jaked name
that's
tag.
That's the new rule. Every seat has to be full and everybody has to have a name tag. So next week's going to be my last show here. Because that's not going to happen. Some defiant hipster.
What about a smaller venue?
By the way, I don't know if you heard when you said
smaller.
When you said every seat should be full, some guy over there was like, "Good luck with that." Did you hear
wow.
that?
I don't know.
Audience
what that's
is
about.
Never going to like yeah. you.
It only happened. I don't know where you've been, but it's only happened for like the past 4 years in a row that every seat is full every
yeah.
week.
Why don't you do this in a phone booth every night? Funny guy.
Oh, he was just, you just made that up?
No, I
oh, he did say that?
Yeah, someone said that.
Oh, don't piss off Jimmy.
Oh, okay. Oh. I meant the name tags. Not everyone's going to bring a name tag. And you know, you are right about that, but I kind of said it in my tone, so like, I thought it was settled.
Dorky.
I think you upset this entire crowd.
No, I think we're good.
It was a bad starting point for laughter and fun, me yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
But the listeners are going to dig it. Who are you playing for, Jimmy?
I think we're doing great.
Hang on.
We're doing fantastic. I'll help you, Jimmy.
I'm playing for Justin. Is it Justin? I'm playing for this young man, Justin. Seems
here,
like
show
a good kid.
Everybody except for yourself.
Well, the poster does say, what about Justin? So if his name isn't Justin, that's a terrible poster.
I already signed it.
Narcissism.
So
movie,
it looks
also.
Like Pete. Is it Pete Holmes that signed it as well? You're about to add a part under this.
And Jeff Garland ran out before that show ended. That's right. That's the one where Jeff Garland walked out.
I was going to say Jeff Garland and Rand.
Randy.
What I'm saying, if there was a subway open late.
Randy, half of the listeners like him.
Oh.
And
well,
who are you playing for? Hold up your
name. I like Jeff.
Hold up your name tag.
Oh, Inside Dan on One Can Only Dream.
Inside Dan, okay. That's instead of Inside Man.
Yeah.
Or is it instead of Insidious?
You said that word weird. Insidious?
Insidious?
Oh, it was like incestuous.
Yeah. Insidious? I don't know how to say it.
Insidious. It's insidious.
It's insidious.
Did you see it? I haven't seen it yet.
It's really incestuous.
I saw the first one, but I didn't see...
I like the first one.
I didn't see two. Yeah, I thought it was fine. It was fine. I just don't... PG-13 horror.
You know what I
not,
saw that? I
not
thought
scary ever.
I just saw this. I thought it was really good. Your Next was really funny.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's really funny.
But that's
really
R-rated horror, as it should be.
It's great. It's really underrated.
Yeah.
People are gonna find it on DVD and be like, I wish I'd seen it in the theaters.
All right, Randy, I'm gonna let you go first.
Okie dokie.
You get to pick between three categories. Would you like...
I said okie dokie.
You heard it.
So I outdorked everyone.
Yeah, you're the winner.
You are in a hole.
Yeah,
brother.
Do you feel like a winner?
Not really. Not really. I hope this isn't what it feels like.
Okie dokie.
At bottom of Q suggested France Says Ha, and that is movies that star Jerry Lewis.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's good. Because mm-hmm. I was in France, and they love him.
Thanks for backing up that premise.
Yeah, no really great story.
Thanks.
At net N.
Story's a strong word.
Daimler. N. Daimler.
Like chicken.
Suggested Beat Me Up, Scotty. And that's movies where our friend Simon Pegg hits someone. Beat Me Up, Scotty.
Okay.
Yeah. Or at Evan Dubs suggested 310 to Puma. And that's movies where there's a cat on a train.
Love.
Mobile.
Any kind of cat.
Could mobile
be,
pussy.
Could be a big cat.
Yeah,
yes.
Big,
yes,
big,
mobile
big pussy. Big pussy.
Which one of those would you like to play, Randy?
I would go with the Puma one.
Okay. And then we're going to go to Jimmy and then Kumail.
Okay. What do I say?
You know how this works, Jimmy.
You say you
For
love
now,
young
you
boys.
Just sit back until the part where you know it's your turn.
And now's the time to tell
in.
The world.
The year is 2011, Randy.
Yes.
So don't blame the pot smoke if you don't remember this one. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about someone whose parents are killed just before his final exam. And yeah, I saw it. I don't remember anything about that. And he also says that it's based on a best-selling novel.
Oh,
and he lists...
Books.
It's 9 people. Dreaded books.
All the words.
And 9 people is how many he lists. How many do you think it'll take you to discern the name of this movie that has some sort of cat? Some sort of...
locomotive cat.
Cat creature on a train.
Like a circus, you'd have a tiger. But I would say 9. I'm going to
This kind
9.
Of speculation helps the other players?
I know. I'm just
So you should
out
probably...
Loud.
I mean, it makes you seem like a very
it's
generous...
It's also 9 but, names, 9 lives, cats. I
oh,
mean...
Oh,
shit.
Good
right.
night.
Thanks
Doug
for
just
coming.
Quit. He just quit.
Great show.
How many names? 9, you say?
Yeah, I think...
It's a smart opening bid. Jimmy Pardo, can you go less, or do you want...
I'm going to go less. I'll go with 8.
He says 8.
Oh, God.
I knew this was going to be a good Leonard Maltin game. You guys all know what you're doing.
Why am I so bad at this game? I've seen so many movies.
You love movies.
Your trash talk
never
is horrible.
Win. Yeah, I'm horrible at... Okay, I'll go 7.
Yeah, that's perfect, Randy. You can make Kumail name it after that statement,
I would,
statement
I would
he just
it
made.
Because he sort of waved your you don't know what's going on flag.
He
so
did,
I feel
a little
like,
bit.
A little bit, you kind of showed
yeah,
your
said,
hand.
Yeah,
you
said I'm terrible at
little
this.
Bit, I said I was terrible at.
Yeah, I got that subtlety.
Yeah.
I picked that up. I think you should give it a try.
Okay. All right, it's you have to say name that movie.
Name that movie.
Okay.
And
I'm changing it to give it a try. No, yours is better. Yours
it's
is
so
better.
So much friendlier. It's like no, T-ball.
Hey, give it a try.
Come on, you guys. It can't hurt.
How many names do you get? Seven?
Seven.
All right, here's your seven names. I'm not even going to read the clues again. That's the kind of confidence I have in you. You might need the clues again. Ask for them if you need them. James Frayne, Richard Brake.
Richard Brake?
Richard Brake, B-R-A-K-E.
On a train movie.
Yeah. Mark, so we know it's not unstoppable.
You know.
Mark.
Okay, so we know it's not unstoppable.
Mark.
By the way, we didn't know that.
That's a good one.
Mark Povinelli. Jim Norton. Not Jim Norton of comedy.
Not the guy that raped nuns.
Totally different Jim Norton.
Paul Schneider. You know who that is?
Yep.
Okay. Hal Holbrook. You've heard of him. You've heard of Mark Twain.
2011. Mark Twain's in it?
And your seventh out of nine names is the great Christoph Waltz.
Oh.
What is the name of this movie from 2011? Kumail Nanjiani.
Shit, if that's seven, Christoph Waltz, 2011. I'm just going to repeat some things that... 2011.
That's what they do on Jeopardy.
Is it Inglourious Bastards?
No, it is not. It's Water for Elephants. You know, a movie with a circus and a train.
I've never seen that movie.
Inglourious Bastards about there's trains the Jews went on.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, but there were cool cats.
Really?
Right? Maybe there were some cool cats.
Right, they were jazz
players. Wait, Jews can be cool.
That's Randy Kagan is on the board with 1 point, ladies and gentlemen.
What is Water for Elephants? Have you seen this movie?
I did see this movie.
How
I believe
it?
I mentioned that I saw it and didn't remember that his parents died
correct.
Right before his final
it's
exam.
It's a terrific book, a not a good movie.
I didn't care for it, but it was. I saw it on a plane.
It's a good book.
Yeah, but you don't get a paper cut during a movie.
It was watchable, you know.
Tell you that. Screw books.
Reese Witherspoon, you know, she's good.
She's
like Witherspoon.
She's fun to look at.
Just that name, like certain names, like that movie that was called Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. I'm never gonna see that movie. You're trying really
well,
hard.
Well, you got me at salmon, and then you never left.
They lose most people at salmon.
Salmon? I'm there.
The most people probably couldn't even tell you that there's no salmon
Can
in the Yemen.
Can you imagine spawning with a heart on?
No.
No. What are you talking about?
I can't imagine any other kind of
Thank you.
Spawning.
Nobody gives salmon credit. You got to do all that with a boner. I can't even do this with a boner. I'm kidding. I can. Am.
You know what we should do? We should not talk for the rest of it and just see what happens.
We do have to play this
game. You know what's
going
to happen.
We are just quiet and let's see what happens.
It's going to be awkward yet pleasurable. I'm going to get together with these guys.
One out of two.
All right, I already regret my decision.
Yeah, you can't help yourself.
I was about to be funnier.
Wait, sorry. No.
History's on our side.
All right, so...
Nothing.
The guys that aren't here would have loved me. Those guys were my people.
The energy definitely comes down when there's a lot of empty seats.
And also when
I yell at everybody.
Yeah, the references to the empty seats.
Oh when God. I yell at them about it, that brings the energy down.
The people that aren't here can't even feel the shame because they're not here.
They're feeling it in their earbuds. And they're going to straighten up and fly right next week. Jordan's going to bring, he's going to find a school somewhere, and he's going to pretend to be their bus driver, and when all the kids get on, he's going to kidnap them and bring them here to
And they already seat. Have name tags.
Because this is...
Very nice.
Good, healthy form of carpooling.
Jimmy, you get to pick a category.
More than happy to do it, Doug.
Left out of that.
What are my two skirmish. Options, please?
And then after you do that, it's coming right back at you, Randy. So be ready.
I'm ready.
Wait, what about this guy?
What,
I pointed at
you
myself.
You had your chance. You just blew it.
Yeah, you didn't do well.
Yeah, you just
And you called
up.
Yourself this guy.
Yeah.
I'm bad at this game.
Actually, you're horrible. I mean, that was your quote.
Yeah, okay.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter if you win. The guy wrote his name on a piece of paper.
I really want to win.
I really want Jimmy to win.
I've got Justin Poster's back here.
That's a great
keeping
game
it off the table so it doesn't get moist. My pleasure, Justin.
This is an arts and crafts project. Very proud. I don't know where the noodles and the glue
are. All right,
but this
go
is.
Ahead. Let's go, Jimmy.
Your three categories are At Errant Paradigm suggested Smog Life. Which is a pun on my album, Smug Life.
Which is another pun.
On right. Thug Life.
Yeah. Smog Life is of course,
Which is
Kumail.
Hobbit?
Movies with dragons in them.
Okay, great.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll save us the time. It will not be that way.
Okay.
Let's, hey,
let's
Hobbit,
narrow it down together.
Really? There's not that many movies with dragons in them.
There's more than I know.
I know how
Kumail
to
Kumail lobbying for a category.
Come
he might actually prevail.
Dragons? Let's do, yeah, dragons.
You like knights and princesses?
The ones that talk are fine. The ones that...
Is it Peach Dragon? Guess, wait, what year is it? Give me the year.
Let's not pre-guess.
No, no, no. Go ahead.
Kumail, who else is celebrating a birthday today?
Who
Did
else?
You pick up a USA today? Today?
No, I missed one. I missed it. Is somebody else's a big birthday?
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, happy birthday to Zach.
Our buddy Zach. So it's his birthday, so the films of Zach Galifianakis.
Oh,
that's
okay.
You might know.
Okay.
Jimmy, do you want to...
I feel like there's
considering that one?
That's in consideration out of the two, yes.
And then at Dead Spoilers suggested Dutch Oven Lovin'.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't think you'd care for
crack
that.
Crack a window.
And that's a category where someone farts in bed.
No. You know me.
Necessarily an emotion picture. This is just personal anecdotes.
I hate the word.
There's a bigger overlap between Zach and those movies than Zach and Dragon movies.
And I don't think anybody farts in a bed in any dragon movie.
Dig this, baby.
You don't want a dragon fart.
Although The Hobbit had a lot of like fart and burp jokes.
Can we stop with the word? But they weren't in bed. They're all a bunch of dudes.
They were a bunch of dudes.
Dragon?
No, yeah.
So we're going with Zach?
No.
What?
We're going dragon.
Baby. Yes!
Oh! We're going dragon.
Bob and Weed.
Because, you know, Zach probably made some indie film that I would not know about.
I think the one I picked was The Hangover.
God damn it!
Very indie.
Then I'm back
inside.
Would you like 1981 or 1996 for the year of this?
Give me the years again, please.
81 or 96?
Dragon movies.
That's 81 or 96.
I'm going to go 1981, the year of our Lord.
Yay! And by the way, everything Jimmy's doing now has been improvised, and you can get a whole album of
Aha!
it.
I was at the
called
rehearsal.
Spatula.
Nope. Nope.
It's called Zarathustra.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Zippity doo dah.
Nope. Nope.
Randy by Nature?
No. No. Oh, okay. That's a DVD.
3 stars.
This movie got 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Sprezzatura has 5 on iTunes.
This wasn't from the people. This was just from Leonard and his minions. 1981. Right? 1981?
Yeah.
Okay.
The year of his Lord.
He calls this movie an enjoyable fantasy adventure, but we knew it had dragons in it, so what kind of clue is that?
Yeah.
Well, it might not be enjoyable.
It's worthless. Yeah.
It's a drama about two people and their love is dying.
He says it has a fine score by Alex North.
Was this a North?
Yeah.
It's a North.
Fine.
It's totally a North.
He's not as acclaimed as Williams, but North really knows how to deliver the goods.
Mostly British cast, except for the lead.
Yeah.
That's a good clue.
It is, but was it 81, the one I'm thinking about?
Maybe.
We'll find out together.
He lists 5 English people and 1 American.
And then that American.
Or maybe more Americans, I don't know. But he says it's mostly English actors.
Most dragon movies are English actors.
Yeah, right, they got cast.
Dragons eat English people. They find them to be delicious. Kidney pie-ish.
How many names did he say? 6 names.
So I start.
Yeah, 6 names.
6 names, mm-hmm. 81 dragon. Mm-hmm. I'll go nickel, 5.
I gotta write something down.
What do you write down, nickel?
Okay.
He did write down nickel.
He did.
I can see it. He's gonna steal that.
Randy?
You steal that, you son of a bitch, that's mine, always has been.
And you wrote it in.
I saw Don John, they call hot girls dime.
Do they really?
That's a dime, because she's a 10. Dime.
Yeah, dime.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. This is nickel.
What if someone's an 8? Is it like a nickel and a couple pennies?
That's yours for the taking. You could coin that one.
She's a quarter. She's... Oh, man.
That's money.
That's why the seats are empty.
Hey, don't worry. I already minted it a while ago.
Really? One more? I thought we were... After the applause, that's when you'd walk away.
Nah.
Randy.
I wanted one more.
Jimmy said 6 names?
I said 5. Nickel,
oh,
baby,
he
nickel.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember the whole nickel conversation?
You did say nickel in another.
That did start that.
Oh, nickel and a penny.
You said you could do it in 5.
Yes,
that's right.
Right.
So
that's pretty confident.
$5 yeah. foot
no,
long.
That's 5 Brits without the American, by my guess.
Yeah. I don't trust the English. They make pies out of kidneys when, you know, you could use a blueberry. So I don't know a lot about...
You don't have to make a statement at this point.
I know. What I'm saying, my inner thought is I don't watch a lot of English movies because of my bias.
Sure. So that's your excuse for saying name it, Jimmy Pardo?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Jimmy because I...
Give me the five.
Because you can win this whole thing right now if you can't name it.
Really? It's over?
It will be because Randy will have 2 points.
Get it.
I think Jimmy's going to get it.
I don't know about that. We'll find out. 81's right. Throwing me.
Here's your five names.
The one I'm thinking of is 77.
Albert Salmi was in this movie?
Andy.
It's Albert. Albert.
You should know this about me. I call Alberts Andy when I see him.
All right.
And it makes everybody uncomfortable.
Peter Eyre, as in Jane Eyre. Is how you spell that?
Mark.
Petey.
John Hallam was in this?
Jason.
Idiots. Idiots.
So confusing now.
It's not helping me.
I don't know what you're going to go with this one. Ralph Richardson?
Margaret!
Ralph Richardson, you know.
Yeah, double R.
The King Henry the Crazy or whatever that was called.
Uh-huh.
And Caitlin Clark would be the female lead, second build, second in command. One name missing, possibly an American. For Randy, say, I do not know it.
I will just...
Or take a guess at a movie that you think has a dragon in it.
Is it Peach Dragon?
That had some names you might have recognized.
Really?
Wasn't that a cartoon?
That was Hell and Ready.
It was, but there were people running around.
There was?
Yeah. And the people...
So who is it?
Give
me the last name.
The reason I wrote down Nickel is because the last name is Peter McNickel. I thought that was a fun coincidence.
That is very fun.
And, of course, he was in Ghostbusters 2 and Ally McBeal. And the motion picture is called... You were halfway there with the category title because it's called Dragon Slayer.
They always put the dragon in the name
Slayer.
If there's a
and
dragon
that means
in the movie.
Randy did exactly what I thought he would. He won you over by winning the game.
There's a difference between winning them over and winning the game.
Come on. Why
people respect good players in this game.
Why do you urinate on my parade?
I'm taking a leak.
I'm going to go with...
And you put a callback on my parade, which is worse than a leak.
I'm going to go with Peach Dragon.
Okay, let's take a look once again and see how that plays
out.
Actually,
can give me a guess?
Yeah, you go ahead and guess.
Dragon Heart.
So close, Kumail. Yes. It turns out it's Dragon Slayer.
I was going to say.
Okay, that's another edit we're going to want to do
how
with
I
the
met
show.
Your dragon?
Where we drop in.
Don't trust the dragon in Apartment 23.
I'm just going to tell him now to cut it, but I like to guess dragging my balls on the ground, Slayer.
I love the Slayer.
I warned you.
I think the Slayer was necessary.
Comma Slayer.
Slayer.
It's a message to the band Slayer.
Slayer.
Drag my balls on the ground.
Yeah. Slayer.
Comma Slayer.
It's amazing what happens when you re-emphasize a different word.
Yeah, no, I love it.
It is amazing.
It's
amazing what happens when we have three of the best Leonard Maltin game players. And I look forward to doing that in a few weeks. But tonight we also had a great competition. Now Randy's spanking it because a lady walked by.
Oh, that's a lady? My bad.
Is that movie Don John? Is that based on you?
Bangers and Mash,
is that your story?
An attractive woman walked by and you literally mimed masturbating.
No. Oh,
I just
want to
make sure the people at home know what happened. So hard that the table was shaking.
You call me anything, but never call me a mime. That's fucking mean.
I didn't call you a mime.
You said mime.
Don't do it again. Also, it's like on your thigh.
I was gifted. I mean, you get what you get and you don't get upset. It's on my thigh.
It comes out of your thigh? Is that a gift?
That girl's definitely not coming back next week.
No, but she will be arriving soon.
We're going to have one more empty. Who are you playing for again, Randy? Insidia Dan?
Inside Daniel.
Inside Dan. Where's Inside Dan? Come get your prizes.
He's over there. Good man.
Congratulations, Inside Dan. You did
it. Go, Daddy.
Nice job. Oh, he wants his sign back.
Way to go, Dan.
Sorry, he's got some artistic pride there.
They take the signs back.
Somebody else will probably
Justin,
take
I'm sorry.
Some other wig.
He lunged at it.
We have time for another game, right?
On the back. We don't have time for
no,
shit.
We're done.
It's over. We're 1 minute over.
A minute ago,
apologies
we ended.
Apologies to put your hands together. Kumail looks so hurt.
I wanted to win.
This is the most devastating episode.
You had a chance to win and you missed it.
No,
is there
I know.
A shithead on the back of the What About Bob poster?
Are you going losing?
He's going to come write one down for me. He's going to write one down for me. And he's going to take his poster back because.
Yeah, get that back.
He could play it again.
That is a great poster.
He could play it again in case Richard Dreyfuss is a guest sometime.
hey, Dan, if you want me to sign DVD, I'll do that for you.
You want me to sign your chest? I'll do that for you.
Why are you looking at me? Look at the guy you're talking to. We have negative chemistry.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. You guys should think about getting a job in the cemetery because you're busy digging holes.
Oh, hey, don't.
Come on, the man. Same woman walks by again, then you do it again, did you finish
now
the first
Now I think
time?
She likes it.
I don't think she's aware of it, but now she is.
She's blissfully unaware. Let's not tell her.
Yeah. Well, that, I wonder why you don't get girls like blissfully unaware.
Okay. Why don't you take your seat?
I don't like the middle of where I'm at tonight.
Oh, really?
I'm uncomfortable.
Like physically?
My hand hurts.
Get Kumail's album, get Jimmy Pardo's album. Thank you so much for coming, you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, Randy Kagan has a... What's your movie? We didn't mention your movie.
Oh, Euphoria.net. It's Jewy.
It's a whole thing about Jewishness.
Euphoria.net. Yeah, it's very funny. It was in the Austin Film Festival. 17 minutes of pure comedy pleasure. A lot of graphics, breasts, you know.
Is Euphoria spelled exactly how you think it would be?
Yeah.
Jewphoria.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
.org.
.net.
And yeah, so go get Randy's thing that sounds racist, but he is Jewish. So,
no, it is racist.
Oh, okay. It is racist.
Yes, tell your friends.
Be sure to check it out. Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
And as always, the guests have never been more anxious to get off the stage. I think that's going to be fun to listen to. That's my opinion. People love it when I get mad at TJ and Pete. Why wouldn't they like it when I get mad at them while they're listening? John Balcomis? How's it pronounced?
John Balcom.
John Balcom. Oh, okay, you wrote is, so I thought that was more of his name. John Balcom. Good old, sure, yeah, let's do a picture at the end. The guys are back, everybody. No, I take the pictures. You gotta just go ahead and take a seat, Jimmy. I appreciate you coming back for that, though. We could have done it backstage.
Is this still going to be on the podcast? Is this part still on the podcast?
Yes, it's still going.
All right, well, I'm going
to
plug my...
Trying to wrap it up.
I'm going
to
plug my podcast, The Indoor Kids. It's a video game podcast on the Nerdist Network.
Yes.
I plug
it's
that.
It's a podcast where you talk exclusively about Wreck-It Ralph.
Just Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes.
And just Sarah Silverman's performance.
Have you done a Wreck-It Ralph episode?
Yeah, we talked about Wreck-It Ralph.
But for a whole episode?
I love that movie.
We talked about
especially
it.
Especially King Candy.
John Balcom. Did you hear this guy, John Balcom, is a shithead? Did you hear that, Kumail?
No, what's this?
It's a true story.
Tell me, what's...
There's some guy named John Balcom. He's a shithead.
What'd he do?
I'm guessing he's a Republican.
What did he do?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's part of the whole shutdown.
He's a Tea Party.
Who is he? Oh, he's a racist? Mild racist? A wild racist.
I like mild racist.
Yeah.
I like free-range racist.
Yeah. Just like, he's not going to say anything to somebody when he might refuse a loan, you know?
All right, but seriously, after this next shithead, then the theme music comes on, so don't talk anymore.
Yes.
Lock it down. And this person wrote, lest we forget... Donald Trump is a shithead.
Yeah! Now it's time for Cuddle 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 Talkie. Eyes of gold is you and prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.